From group five, we have Susan Poser.
Good afternoon. So when we talked about acceleration of existing programs, we were trying to come up with big issues that we had some expertise in across all three universities. So one of them is the rapid urbanization. And when you think about rapid urbanization, we thought it was important to think not just about what happens in growing cities with populations moving more and more into cities, but also what happens to the rural areas and the smaller cities that are being emptied out by this urbanization. And so there are various things that are implicated there. One is healthcare delivery and population health as our cities become larger and more complex. Another is the distribution of food, and that's true, of course, in the context of larger cities, but also in the context of rural areas that no longer have the kinds of food delivery systems and stores and so on as populations move. Of course, there are issues of food deserts even within large cities. There are transportation issues, again, not just within large cities as they grow and become more complex, but again, also in terms of the accessibility of more rural areas. And then the change of culture around both of those areas. And we felt that there was a lot of expertise across all three universities in these areas. We also talked about distance learning and how we need to get ahead of the curve on that. And it wasn't just an issue of doing more online and distance learning, but also of understanding what are the best kinds of courses and disciplines taught online versus in person. And then also becoming a leader in thinking about the sort of meta issues of online, that is studying online learning and how people learn differently online and new modes of education when we put them online. So that was another sort of a big issue that we felt we had started with across all three universities, but that we could combine and move forward with. And then next slide is the new ideas. One interesting idea that came from the graduate student that was in our group was taking the databases that we have across many of the disciplines across all three universities and trying to combine them and leverage them so that our researchers can have access to all of them. Again, we didn't really talk about how easily this could be done, but that it would be very beneficial to our faculty and our researchers. Another issue that several people felt very strongly about in the group was the issue of sustainability and how to think about that and the fact that the population is exploding across the globe. And as one person said, and I've heard this before, the next big war is going to be not about oil, but about water. And we need to think very carefully about that. And again, that too has different implications in rural and urban settings and in terms of thinking about feeding the world as it grows larger and larger. Another area where we thought we might be able to develop expertise across the whole system is in with the issue of aging and how do we deal with the fact that in developed countries, that is, people are living much longer. What does, 30 years of retirement look like, and what does that mean for how we think about what work is and when work should begin and when work should stop? Obviously, there are economic aspects to this. How do we pay for having people who are living to be 100 years old? And then what are the greatest challenges in terms of healthcare when you think about an aging population? So there are lots of research issues around healthy aging and how we're going to deal with that as a society. Another big one, we labeled it peaceful society and violence prevention, but we talked about it really in the context of the varieties of violence that are out there right now. And so, for example, in a place like Chicago, a lot of the violence is intra-community violence. It's communities inside of themselves committing violence. And, of course, we've seen violence now by and against law enforcement, and how do we think about that? And then, of course, there's the level of violence in terms of global terrorism. And we have a lot of expertise to leverage in these areas, in the areas of public health, criminal justice, political science, sociology, psychology, and so on. So if we think of violence and violence prevention as a large issue, again, it's something that's not a new idea, but to take all of our resources and study it might be something that we could all do together. And also leveraging, again, all the data that there is out there on these issues. The next slide is partnerships. We thought about partnerships very much in the context of declining state funding and how we need to sort of pivot towards new sources of revenue. And this was really just kind of, you might say, brainstorming on partnerships that we could create with other countries that might actually be willing to fund educational initiatives, NGOs, foundations. There was talk about our campaign that's going to start in the near future, and how we really need to create these kinds of partnerships in order to get the funding that we need, as well as corporate partnerships, again, particularly in the city of Chicago, in the face of the declining state funding. The next slide is on resources and implementation. I think I'll point your attention to, I would say, bullet two, which we talked about, which is the better articulation of the university's purpose and impact. We need to really be able to tell the world what we're doing as a university and why it's so important for creating citizens, and also for economic development, and we need to continue to figure out new ways to talk about this so that it's understood both within the state and across the country. We also talked about barriers to being more entrepreneurial both within the university and within the state, and we feel very highly regulated. And we feel like we could do more if we didn't have so much regulation coming from so many different sources. And so our declaration statement is, we will have the highest expectation of excellence in research and scholarship to advance our understanding of the human experience. We are in this framework, and we are at the U of I. Thank you.